You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Bob Lennox. Evacuation efforts are underway in those parishes under a state of emergency in South Louisiana. As residents displaced due to Tropical Storm Isaac seek shelter, relief agencies stand ready to assist. Ann Patton is the executive director of the Northeast Louisiana chapter of the American Red Cross and joins me by phone. Ann, what can you share on the current situation as people travel north, some to our area, looking to stay away from the storm as it moves closer to the Gulf Coast?
I can tell you that evacuees have already come to our town. They are arriving and coming to the Red Cross, but most of them know where the mall is and the library and a lot of different features, but there will be a general population shelter. That means anybody that comes, it will be at Lily Marbles. And then as we fill that up, we will go to the Henrietta Johnson Recreation Center. And our third one will be Saul Adler Recreation Center. And these are for people that have nowhere to go, literally. And they do not have any medical needs, anything like that.
So these are solely for the general public walk-ups then, correct?
Yes. It is just for walk-ups that have no place to stay. And we will have food there, and we will always have a nurse and a shelter, and there will be security there. And these are really designed, Bob, to go easily accessible off of either 165 or I-20.
Two Red Cross leadership volunteers went to Baton Rouge to observe the command center there over a 72-hour period. Are there any other plans as far as volunteers that may be headed to other locations from our area?
Our volunteers are going to stay here. When you start having a shelter, you know, historically the state plan is that South Louisiana comes north as far as sheltering. So, no, we're not going to get rid of our vehicles or our volunteers by no means.
Someone is coming to town. You know, what are some of the things that they may be looking for, they may be asking or anticipating that you could provide information to them?
Well, it's going to be a situation where in the state of Louisiana, you're going to be able to find out very quickly in any community where a shelter is open. There's a general population shelter in Alexandria. Out at LSUA, I believe, and somebody might rather stop there than coming to Monroe, Louisiana. People want to know, should they bring their pillow? Could they bring their pets? They need to bring a pillow if that's what they are used to. There's always going to be a place where pets can be in a Red Cross shelter. It'll be off-site, but pets can be taken care of. They should bring their prescription medicine. There will always be an update in a shelter as to when they can return, but it will only be when roads are clear. And we have found so far with this operation, and I say an operation, that means a sheltering situation, an opportunity, is that things have changed so quickly. I mean, it has really changed. It's not been real defined. And there are people in the New Orleans area in the 15 parishes that have been asked to evacuate that want to stay closer to home. They don't want to come as far based on the level of disaster that it looks like it might be. And of course, if you've got transportation, then you can make those choices for yourself based on the variables.
Ann Patton serves as executive director of the Northeast Louisiana chapter of the American Red Cross. Those evacuation shelters again being set up in Monroe, the Liller Marbles Recreation Center on Renwick, the Henrietta Johnson Center on Burg Jones, and the Saul Adler Rec Center on Westminster. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM.